In Washington, where President Biden held his first solo news conference in 8 months last night, as he tried to convince Democrats his 81 years are not a hindrance. At times, they seem to be otherwise.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
The takeaway for voters from CBS News chief political analyst John Dickerson.
If you are worried about him in the future and if he can carry out this campaign in 4 more years, you're still worried. If you are a supporter, you found things in it that you could support. And so we're basically at the status quo. The problem for the president is status quo is not based on the polls and everything else. He's got to do more than that.
Right after the press conference, 3 more House Democrats called on Mr. Biden to withdraw from the race, bringing the total to 17 lawmakers. Republicans are trying to stay out of the president's way until they kick off their convention Monday. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
Well, as Democrats are questioning their nominee, Republicans are rallying around theirs. Former President Donald Trump will be nominated at the party convention here in Milwaukee next week. And Biden's insistence on staying in this race is welcome news for the Trump campaign, which is very eager for a rematch. The only X factor really at this point for Republicans is who Trump will pick as his running mate.
A warning to about 109 million cell phone users. Correspondent Steve Kathan.
It's now been determined a security breach in 2022 that hit AT&T compromised the data of nearly all of its cellular customers, customers of mobile virtual networks using AT&T wireless, and landline users who interacted with those cell numbers.
AT&T says the data includes calls and texts from 2022. One person's been arrested. Officials on the West Coast are reporting a growing number of suspected heat-related deaths since the start of July, as one of the hottest summers on record in the U.S. drags on. Stephen Kaufman reports from Prescott, Arizona.
In Las Vegas, the temperature has hit 115 or more for 6 consecutive days. Today is expected to make it 7 days in a row. Las Vegas National Weather Service meteorologist John Adair.
We often get days of 115-plus, but this is the longest heat wave we've experienced and highest temperatures that we've experienced.
In northern Spain, 3 people have been injured on the 6th day of the running of the Bulls Festival throughout the narrow streets of Pamplona. The Red Cross says one is in stable condition after he was gored in the armpit. S&P futures are up 1. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The officers and deputies involved in that fatal shooting Wednesday at Cliffside Park are on leave. An outside investigation is underway into the police shooting of that 37-year-old man. June home sales in the area declined. Racine County was down 9%, Kenosha down 4%, with Walworth County year-to-year sales down 20%. The 50th annual Salmonorama Fishing Contest returns as a 9-day festival at the Racine Civic Center. The fishing competition offers a $50,000 grand prize. Racine firefighters yesterday filled the kids' pond with lake water. There are fireworks tonight. Beach cautions and advisories were issued for several beaches in Racine and Kenosha counties this week. Both communities regularly test water quality and post results online. A welcome party for the Republican National Convention at the Summerfest grounds is expected to draw 15,000 people. Major road closures around Milwaukee will be in effect through convention week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers avoid a no-hitter. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got out of a no-hitter, but they lost to the Pirates yesterday 1-0 in front of 26,000 fans at American Family Field. Christian Yelich went 0-for-4 at the plate and talked about the Pirates' 22-year-old pitcher, Paul Skeens.
He's a good pitcher. It's good stuff, and he did a good job pitching, honestly.
He retired 16 batters in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Impressive all the way around. Secondary pitches, heater, command. composure. Yeah, I thought he was great.
This is Paul Skeens, who threw over 100 pitches, could start for the National League team next week at the All-Star Game. College football, last night at the ESPY Awards, Nick Saban honored with the Icon Award for his career as a head coach at LSU and Alabama.
You know, one thing that would help all of our spirit and all of our society is if we would just change one thing. Instead of coming up to somebody and saying, how are you today? Why don't you say, who did you help today?
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Timeless is right here on WRJ. Good morning. I'm Cindy Huber, and don't blame me if things get spooky.
In the cool of the evening, everything is getting kind of groovy. I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop. Say, all right, love is kind of crazy. Well, the spooky little girl.
then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. Should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. Ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. How is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
And local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know, you think about John and just how healthy he's been all these years, you know, running around on stage and just, you know, when he did the Crocodile Rock, just his energy when he does the concerts and knowing that he has the same kind of issues as we do, particularly with his hips. He's still doing pretty good, but he had a bad fall a few months ago.
Hey, kids, get loose together this fall. I said something that you know to change the weather. But I can't fight it, call tonight, so stick around. You're gonna hear an electric music, solid balls of sound. Say, can you know I haven't seen them yet?
Jan has provided local news and now Timeless is too. Elton John, Benny and the Jets. Elton, a mere mortal, as it turns out, with the hips. But doing really great. Doing really great. But still has falls, like we all do. Like a, but man, his hits, super timeless. Oh, my goodness. Vesaminorama for today starts and goes on, and it goes on till the 21st of this month, the 50th anniversary. Probably when they first started 50 years ago, there were no, or were there food trucks? Probably little tents out there with food, but food trucks are going to be out there, raffles, bands, and of course, salmon and fireworks for tonight. All the details are right there on salmonorama.com.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Going to the eye doctor can be the worst sometimes. Filling out those incessant forms, waiting 30 minutes past your appointment, getting your pupils dilated, or even that puff of air in your eye. Ugh. But it's not like that at Warren Eye Care Center. They have a friendly and comfortable atmosphere that caters to all ages, from young patients only a few days old to patients over 100 years young. So if you're tired of long eye exams, give Warren Eye Care Center a chance. Your appointment will start on time. Call 262-752-2020 or visit warreneyecarecenter.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails and then I twiddle my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. And this group is just great balls of fire. love you like I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you might, that you might like you when I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, somebody show him fun. Come on, baby, drive crazy. Goodness gracious, this is great, balls of fire.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. A little sugar in the morning. Here's the Archies.
Sugar. Oh, honey, honey. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you. Honey. Oh, sugar, sugar.
Local News and Timeless is WRJN, and this Sunday, in fact, I'm reminded of it because I was listening to Don Rosen talk about it on the way to work this morning, but he MCs Racine Concert Band's free concerts on Sunday night, and it's going to be cool. You bring your blankets, your lawn chairs, the music starts at 7:30. And you just sit back and enjoy the night at the zoo. So Don Rosen will be hosting it all summer long from WRJN.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are arriving in Milwaukee for next week's GOP National Convention. Protesters will be there, too. State Party Chair Brian Schimming predicts things will stay peaceful.
I've spent a lot of time at the protest rodeo, and I feel pretty well that it'll be. But if we have some surprises, we're counting on local law enforcement to deal with it, and we expect that they will.
Civic Media News will be at the convention, bringing you coverage throughout the week over the air and online. Conservative State Supreme Court Justice Brad Schimmel raised close to $600,000 over the last 6 months. Liberal Susan Crawford raised a little more than $460,000 since she got into the race last month. The candidate shared those numbers with WISP Politics. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The 50th annual Salmon-O-Rama Fishing Contest returns to its roots at the Racine Civic Center starting today. What turned into a fishing-only event has gone back to a full 9-day festival. Highlights include Family Day, an exotic car show, BMX stunt bikes, live music, and the return of the Kids Pond. The fishing competition itself has a $50,000 grand prize. Lines go in the lake tomorrow, but the event starts today with fireworks tonight. In a Kenosha courtroom yesterday, a Waukegan woman said not guilty to a fatal hit-and-run charge. 37-year-old Sheila Tennant entered the plea to charges stemming from a fatal hit-and-run that killed 52-year-old Troy Wolgefart. Tennant admitted to smoking marijuana before the incident. Video evidence shows the victim being dragged for several blocks. You should check the web before you get in the water. There were beach cautions and advisories yesterday for Racine's North and Zoo beaches, along with inland beaches in Kenosha County at Old Settlers and Lance Park. Both communities regularly test the water and post results online. Lifeguards in Racine put up a caution earlier in the week for high waves. The convention week kicks off at the home of the big gig. On Sunday, there will be a welcome party at the Summerfest grounds. That's expected to draw 15,000 people. The celebration hosted by the nonpartisan MKE 2024 Host Committee marks the beginning of a week filled with political activities and significant traffic disruptions. Major closures include the Hone Bridge on Sunday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 79 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear 65. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 with an isolated thunderstorm or two possible. Late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Sunday, warm and humid with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
and Timeless Hits right here on WRJN. The Nationals going to be in Milwaukee tonight, 6:35 pregame show. You can listen live right here on WRJN.
Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down,
Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. Tell a friend. As my dad would always say, if you got one, tell one. Here's the Beach Boys on WRJN. WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Joe, oh my God, Reynolds, Hamilton, Frank, Joe. Yeah, that was the only, I was like, you know, I think that might have been the problem. You got this really long name, but Don't Pull Your Love, still classic, still getting played today. And, you know, I never get tired of talking about how great the weather is, but I know you get tired of hearing, oh, the weather is so awesome today. So I'm not going to say it. Not going to say it at all, but just a gorgeous day today, especially for salmon, Rama, and all the other things that are starting tonight and this weekend. It's a great way to get into a weekend. Great weather, not a word about showers. Heat, yeah, but rain, no.
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture on 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
At Uline, they know firsthand the road to success is an uphill climb. Uline started in the family basement and through hard work is now North America's most trusted shipping and industrial supplier. They get what it means to have the support of reliable, hardworking partners. So they keep 41,000 items ready to ship. Whether your company is still in a basement office or expanding cross-country, Uline will be there on your road to success. Visit Uline.com.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring, and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Timeless is right here at WRJN. We got Stuart J. Waddles of local news, CBS National News, and my buddy Mike Clemens. Update on sports just minutes away here on WRJN.
Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
And timeless favorites. WRJN.